Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 16th. You'll be interested to know. 96 years ago today, in 1929, the inaugural Academy Awards ceremony took place at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles, California. This historic event marked the beginning of an annual tradition that celebrates excellence in the film industry. The first Best Picture Award was presented to the silent film Wings, and Emil Jannings received the Best Actor Award for his performances in The Last Command and The Way of All Flesh. This momentous occasion laid the foundation for what would become the most prestigious award ceremony in the world of cinema. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 62 degrees with 6 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early this morning, but it should clear up by mid-morning. Expect mostly sunny skies and a high near 73 with a light southeast breeze. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy conditions, a low around 61 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 8:30 with a high tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 55 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy sky Saturday with a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms at a high near 76. Saturday night brings likely thunderstorms and a low around 60. Sunday starts mostly sunny with a high near 74, then a chance of rain showers at night. Monday stays mostly sunny with a high near 69 and a slight chance of rain showers later on. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 51 to 49. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Harvard University, for decades, believed it possessed a cheap copy of the Magna Carta, purchased for less than $30. However, researchers have now discovered it is a rare version from 1300, issued by King Edward I. This version is one of only 6 known copies. Professor David Carpenter expressed his amazement at finding a previously unknown Magna Carta. After confirming its authenticity through advanced imaging techniques, Carpenter estimated the document is worth millions of dollars, though Harvard has no plans to sell it. This discovery is especially relevant today, as Harvard faces challenges regarding authority and governance. Now on to sports. In a pivotal Game 6, the Denver Nuggets triumphed over the Oklahoma City Thunder, thanks in part to unexpected contributions from Julian Strother and other young players. With star Nikola Jokic resting in the fourth quarter, Strother scored 8 points in a crucial stretch, allowing Jokic to catch his breath. Ultimately, Strother finished with 15 points, while teammate Christian Braun added 23 points and made key plays. This performance underscored the importance of Denver's supporting cast, which has often struggled. If they continue to support Jokic, the Nuggets could make a deep playoff run. In local sports, tonight at Fenway, the Sox host the Braves in Game 1 of a 3-game series. Chris Sale, sporting a 3.97 ERA, takes the mound for the Braves against Garrett Crochet's 1.93 ERA. With 70 degrees and clear skies, it's a perfect night for baseball. Sox are slight favorites for this one. Also tonight, Game 6 of the East semifinals is in New York, with the surging Celtics facing the improbable Knicks. The Knicks are now 2-point favorites, with tip-off at 8 Eastern on ESPN. In top news, Michael Saylor, the executive chairman of Strategy, formerly known as MicroStrategy, has shared a unique piece of advice for Bitcoin investors, stating, "Sell a tooth if you must, but keep the Bitcoin." This lighthearted quote follows his earlier dramatic suggestion in February to sell a kidney if you must. Saylor has consistently encouraged aggressive investment in Bitcoin, even urging followers to mortgage homes. Under his leadership, Strategy has acquired over 568,840 Bitcoin, valued at nearly $59 billion. He believes the company's potential could soar to $1 trillion and beyond as Bitcoin continues to rise. In business news, GD Culture Group, a small technology firm linked to China, has announced a funding deal worth $300 million to build a cryptocurrency treasury, which includes acquiring President Trump's meme coin. Nasdaq-listed GD Culture Group has a market value of approximately $26 million and utilizes artificial intelligence to create digital human models for selling products on TikTok. The company plans to raise funds through stock sales, mirroring strategies used by firms like MicroStrategy. Following the announcement, GDC's stock price initially surged but has since retreated. The meme coin Trump currently holds a market value of nearly $3 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at $104,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $2,600. And GOATSE's Maximus is down 36% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's next generation of CarPlay, called CarPlay Ultra, is officially here for new Aston Martin vehicle orders in the United States and Canada. This exciting update will soon be available for existing models with compatible infotainment systems. Other automakers, including Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis, are also working on integrating CarPlay Ultra. This system allows users to manage their car's radio and climate through on-screen controls, physical buttons, or Siri. CarPlay Ultra supports the iPhone 12 or newer, running iOS 18.5 or later, offering real-time information across all driver screens. And in entertainment news, the AMC A-List program has become a passionate topic among its nearly 1 million members, who discuss it as if they are part of an exclusive club. Membership costs between $20 and $28 per month, and anyone older than 13 can join. Members enjoy benefits like attending up to 4 movies a week and using a special VIP line for concessions. Many proudly share their experiences on social media. AMC's CEO, Adam Aron, acknowledges the program's success, stating that these members are their single best customers. It's clear that the AMC A-List is more than just a service. It's a lifestyle. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "There is nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.